Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. You need your car, truck, SUV fixed up right, back on the road safely. Breathe easy with owner John Van Lanningham and his crew at AIR.
It's better. It's better. Getting better. Still struggling.
A little bit. Well, when Judas Priest resume their 50th anniversary tour in March, they will do so as a quartet. The initial report made it seem as though their producer, Andy Sneap, who has been playing guitar in place of Glenn Tipton for the last 4 years, wanted to concentrate on his studio work, leaving Priest with just Richie Faulkner handling the six-string duties. But that's not his decision. He says, quote, Rob Halford obviously called me last Monday and said they wanted to move on as a four-piece, which I find incredibly disappointing after this amount of time. But I respect his decision as they obviously have a vision on how they want this to play out. This has always been a temporary situation. And like I said before, I always help the band any way I can. And that applies going forward also. He went on to say, quote, I've been a huge fan of the band since the early 80s, and it was mind-blowing to play on stage with the guys and, quite frankly, terrifying in the beginning at such short notice. The last time Priest performed as a quartet was in 1974 before they recorded their debut album, Rocka Rolla. Priest was forced to cut short their tour last September when Faulkner suffered an acute cardiac aortic dissection. On stage, I think he had a heart attack in Kentucky. The tour starts up again on March 4th in Peoria, Illinois. And again, they will be taking the stage as a quartet. The first time, I think that is interesting, since 1974 was the last time they did that. Wow. Maybe just trying to stay true to the origins of the band. Maybe stay true to you know, the members that aren't there. Not sure. It's interesting that they do that right before a massive tour when they really are a two-guitar band. But
I was kind of thinking about that part where you were saying, you know, he had to play unexpectedly, kind of like last minute. Dude, could you imagine just like you're just kind of chilling one day, all of a sudden you get a phone call. Like, hey, we're going on a massive tour. Pack it up. Let's go.
Yeah, you know all the songs, right? Well, learn them because we got a show. We got a show in 3 days, and if you miss anything,
start rehearsing.
Right now. That would be terrifying. That'd be absolutely terrifying. Yeah. I'd be nervous. They're just like, all you got to do is just set the microphone up. Like, I can't do that. I'm going to blow it.
I can't. I need somebody with me, man.
Hey, come on, man. Come on, man. Anyway, so Priest heading back on the road in March, this time as a quartet. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history. On this day in rock history, January 11th, 1967, Hendrix. You know him, Jimmy, the guitar player?
Yeah, that guy. I've heard of him before.
He began recording his hit song, Purple Haze.
Ooh.
Which, is that song about weed? I think it is. Or maybe not. I don't know.
It's about weed, bro.
Is it about weed? Or maybe...
Purple Haze! Come on.
Maybe stoners just made it about weed. Like, oh, this song starts, man, this is great.
Kind of like
maybe.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, exactly. It has nothing to do...
We're taking it.
This is ours, man. You get it? Anyway, all right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Tuesday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back. Bro.